Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgooi met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
'n Groep vooraanstaande sakelui het verlede week 'n brief van president Cyril Ramaphosa en DA-leier John Steenhuisen gestuur en gevra dat die partye 'n manier moet vind om saam te werk, sodat die regering van nasionale eenheid nie verbrokkel nie. In die brief het hulle gewaarsku dat die ineenstorting van die regering van nasionale eenheid ernstige gevolge vir die ekonomie, beleggersvertroue en werkskepping sal inhou. Maar president Ramaphosa het gister gereageer en gesê die private sektor moet hulle neus uit hierdie saak hou, want dit is 'n politieke aangeleentheid. Hy het gesê die private sektor moenie vir die regering voorskryf wat om te doen nie. Kolekani Mathai is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Eenheid Suid-Afrika, onder wie se vaandel die brief uitgestuur is. Kolekani, thank you so much for your time tonight. The president's response was pretty blunt. He basically said, shut up and don't get involved. What is your response to this?
One of the things that the president has said is that, like any other citizen, the business community has the right to express its views. And so that's exactly what we did. We were expressing our view as part of this society on a matter of national importance in a private correspondence, which obviously I would not go into details of discussing here.
Why did you write the letter? What was the major message you wanted to convey?
Well, you know, it is a matter of national importance that everybody is talking about. Actually, it would be a misnomer for an important stakeholder like business to be extremely quiet about this. I think we would be not being honest to the sector that we represent because it is, of course, affected. And so that's what we were doing. Let me just make a point here that, of course, we are here where parties are disagreeing over the raising of VAT and so on is because the government's books weren't balancing, right? The government wasn't able to find the money to finance all its programs and resorted to raising taxes. Why was that the case? The economy is not growing. The economy has not been growing for the past 10 or more years. And in the past, the government borrowed to cover the shortfall. We have now borrowed to the kilt. We can no longer borrow. So we're speaking up for the economy because somebody must. We're here because the economy took a second seat, if you like, for much too long. We're speaking up for the economy that in whatever happens, we should not jeopardize the economy because that's what we need to sustainably fund the programs of government in the country.
Have you received a response from John Steenhuisen?
There was no intention to receive any response from any of the leaders. And as I've said, we're simply putting forward a view as part of this society, as many people are doing, and we are comfortable that we have played our part.
But there seems to be discontent within the ANC regarding the letter. Mdumiseni Ntuli, the chief whip of the ANC in parliament, said there was an undertone in the letter that if the DA didn't continue to form part of the GNU, it would result in some reforms being abandoned. What is your response to that? Because that's also a strong statement.
Yeah, I have not heard the response by Mr. Ntuli, so I don't want to second guess him, but we most certainly did not say that in our letter.
The relationship between the private sector and the president has been really good. It was one of the positive developments over the past few years. Do you think this could have an impact on that relationship?
Absolutely not. And we're very clear that we're not trying to tell anybody what to do. We know that our job is really to try and run businesses and run them well. And we're not trying to tell government what to do. So no, we don't think that there will be any cooling of relationship. Not at all. I mean, the president summed it up when he said that business has a right to put forward its views like any citizen of the country. And that's what we did.
Well, it's going to be interesting. We're seeing a lot of negativity on markets. Now, obviously, it's not all due to the local political developments, there's also Donald Trump's tariffs that have played a role. But there seems to be some anxiety within the investment sector, within foreign relations at the moment. So how would you describe the current situation we are seeing?
I mean, it is precisely the reason that we should really all be working together in the country, because we're facing some really heavy headwinds ahead of us as an economy, resulting from the decisions coming from the US administration. And so we're better off facing these challenges working together than working apart or being at each other's throats over this or that. And so we really do think that this is a moment in which we all need to work together and pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, as it were.
Kolekani, baie dankie vir jou tyd vanaand. Dit was Kolekani Mathe, die uitvoerende hoof van Sake Eenheid Suid-Afrika.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.